Welcome back to Evolution of a Snake. I'm Zach.
And I am Madeline.
And Tay Wedding, the event of the century, has taken place. We were notably not invited.
Everybody noticed it. Everybody noticed it. I can't believe they weren't there, said the crowd. I can't believe they weren't there. Well,
everybody thought that we would get an invitation.
Invite lost
so
in the
clear.
Mail.
That I guess we're not as close with Taylor as we thought, Madeline.
I guess we thought that we were her best friends. I guess she's closer friends with Fergie than she is with Evolution of a Snake, which I find interesting, but it's no matter.
Robin Roberts gets to witness
Let
the vows.
In.
And
Let
the
in.
Historians don't. I mean, it's an interesting conundrum to have. But all jokes aside, the wedding of the century has taken place. And if you thought for one second that we weren't going to go through every little morsel and piece of information, perhaps misinformation, that we could gather about this wedding and share it with you, you're wrong. This is everything that we were able to learn, which is sometimes when I take a step back and I read what we've collected, and I pretend that this is not our job, I go, who the hell are these people and what are they talking about? Who cares?
It's definitely a Coke rant, especially because so much of it is third-hand information. Who knows? Do I think that the CEO of AMC Theaters would lie to us? Absolutely not. He's going to tell
what
us.
What reason does he have?
What reason does he have? What would he gain? He's the only one who's given us like real solid concrete information of from beginning to end what occurred at this wedding. We have to say thank you, AMC CEO, for giving us these morsels to chew on. Thank you so much.
And our thoughts and prayers are with you and your legal team as you receive a letter.
Yes, you
a cease
navigate.
And desist.
I feel like I'm more interested in like what was everybody told about what they can and cannot say and when they can start saying stuff and when they shouldn't say anything. I want to know so bad. Was it just like say nothing or say keep things general, like I loved it and it was beautiful? You're not allowed to say at 10 p.m. Taylor, like you're not allowed to say that. But you can
but that
say,
information is coming out.
Oh, and I'm gobbling it up like a hungry, hungry hippo, ladies and gentlemen. Every morsel I receive is more delicious than the last.
So keep in mind, this is not the news. We're not doing a factual broadcast of exactly everything that happened with meticulously reported sources. This is a Coke rant. This is gossip. We're gossiping, basically, but with a positive space and love in our heart and Tay Wedding at the forefront of our minds.
Exactly. This is hot and fresh gossip. This is not the Yale Daily News. This is not to be taken. So when I was posting on the Instagram story as things were happening, as I was posting stuff, people were saying, AI, fake, not real, check your sources. And I was like, okay, we're all doing this together. You realize that, right? Not everything can be known until things are known. There are still things that I don't know for sure. I actually am not 100% sure that Carly was actually there. There's not enough evidence.
I got that fact checked.
There's not enough evidence.
There's photos of her leaving Madison Square Garden in the car.
People are saying that's AI.
It's not.
People are saying it's AI. And when she was asked about it, the next day when she was in Paris, she was asked about it directly and she laughed uncomfortably and said, how are you enjoying Paris? Why wouldn't you just say it was great?
Okay, now see, my dream is that she wasn't there. We'll get into this with the invited guests.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying that I don't think she was there or that I do think she was there. What I am saying is that none of this, almost none of it, except for like pictures of people that we can absolutely 100% say were there, we don't know any of this for sure.
No, it's terrible. See, this is what I mean. This is why we should have been there. Then we could have really given you a Yale Daily News report, but we weren't. So we're just like you. We're standing outside Madison Square Garden begging them to give us scraps from Taylor's banquet hall. Which is something that real people did, by the way, just to let you, we're going to get into that, but let's start. So in general, the venue, girls, it was Madison Square Garden. This is what we expected it to be. It was blocked the hell off, and you couldn't get anywhere close to it. Did that stop anybody from standing out there in a heat wave singing Love Story? No.
No, it didn't. And it's like I really kind of thought maybe this will be the one event that Swifties, quote unquote Swifties, or whoever these people are, would stay away and have a modicum of respect. I don't know what I was thinking. I was wrong.
No,
they
gathered. You're crazy.
Why would you think that? And it's like, what are you looking at? There's nothing to see. You can't see anything. Nothing. Nothing.
They got to see the billboard flash, Just TNT Married. I saw it on the internet.
Congratulations.
At the same
Congratulations
time.
For seeing the screen flash in the streets of New York City. That's insane.
And a bunch of tinted window cars driving up. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. When I was looking at, there was some, like, drone footage of, like, the line of tinted window, like, SUVs and Escalades, and I was like, this is crazy. Party buses, Escalades, SUVs. Okay.
Oh, to be there.
Oh, to be there.
Oh, to be there. So what do we feel about it being Madison Square Garden now that we've seen it? I think it makes sense to me.
It's not any better or worse than anything similar than that she could have done and would have had to have done for, you know what I mean? Like, this is kind of like in the region of places where she could have this wedding. So it's like there's a lot of moving parts to it, but I'm just kind of like, I don't know. There's a lot that goes into it, and we don't really understand the full scope of, like, how many people had to be involved in this and how many people signed off on this and why it was Madison Square Garden and, like, the full thought process. That's for way smarter people who understand this more than us. I think it makes sense, and I thought that it was done quite tastefully, if I may speak my truth.
Well, it was done as tastefully as a wedding of that scale could possibly be done. And this is my, like, main comment about it all. Everyone's screaming to say, it's tacky. And I'm like, well, first of all, it's Taylor. Taylor is a little bit cringy and tacky. That's kind of always been her thing. This whole Taylor is a quiet luxury, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, she's going to get married in this, like, private island with 40 people and no cameras. What about Travis and Taylor's relationship would lead you to believe that that would ever happen? Like, they have been living for the applause and the camera and the cheering and the showing up at each other's games and concerts since it started. So, of course, it was going to be a public affair. Also, in my opinion, a 1,000-person wedding can't be super tasteful. It is tacky to have 1,000 people at your wedding. It's crazy. But Taylor and Travis's life is crazy. So, like, the whole it's tacky argument to me, I'm like, yeah, and what about it?
There were some people who were talking about Lana Del Rey's wedding and being like, now this is how you do a wedding. And it's like,
but look at who she married. Look at who she married. Tacky? That's... You want to talk about tacky? I wrangle gators? Let's talk about
tacky.
Come on.
And it was very Lana. That's the thing. I would say Lana Del Rey's wedding was very Lana. And I would say Taylor's wedding was very Taylor. Why can't two girls have their weddings? And why are we pitting the weddings against each other? I'm asking.
Comparing it to Dua Lipa's wedding, too. And
Zendaya's. Zendaya's is their favorite one because nobody knew that that happened. And they keep, like, bringing that out. Like, see, it can be done. And to the Zendaya stands of the world, you guys have been mad about that for months. You guys have been PMO for
you
months
wanna know.
About that. And you know what? As a Swiftie, I have to say, at least we have a little something, a little morsel or two. You guys don't even have that.
Yeah, all the people complaining about it being too public are really reveling in the fact that it is very public and they can talk about it. So let's give them something to talk about.
Our favorite thing. Taylor always gives us something to talk about. If nothing else, like MSG, everybody's arguing. I'm kind of like, they gave us something to talk about.
I think also Taylor understands that this wedding is kind of national interest, or at least of interest to the people that she's been marketing herself to for the last 20 years. She knows that, you know, with Taylor as well, everything's part of the brand. Travis is being folded into the brand. It's becoming part of the story. Her personal life and her professional career are so enmeshed that does it surprise me that her wedding was essentially like a concert slash a networking event slash a, if you said nice things about me, you can come day? No, that doesn't surprise me at all.
No, it really was not a surprise. I mean, I think there were some before we knew anything, before MSG was even a rumor, I think it was so up in the air. And there were people saying like, it's going to be so private and so secret. Nobody's going to know anything for months. Kind of like what Zendaya has successfully done, which I kind of wish that I could know how she did it, but we'll never even know that much. But my point is that like, there was a time when people were speculating, like she's going to be so private with it, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like as the Tavis continued forward, that became less and less like possible. I think that would have been something she did in one of her previous relationships if those had wound up walking down the aisle, sure. But like with Travis, it's like, why would she do that? Like at this point, why? It's not a secret.
They debuted their relationship at a football game.
And like, it was iconic.
It's not a secret. It's very, very public. So I think, you know what? I think, great, Tavis love story. We need to see it. It was filmed, apparently, but at people being like, she's going to put it on Disney Plus. First of all, if she does, I cheer, and it's part of the brand. Thank you.
I will be watching.
Second of all, she's probably just filming it for her own edification. People do that.
Yeah, people do that. I actually wish that I had a wedding video. I don't have a wedding video. I forgot. It's just one of those like details that like slips out of your head and in the craziness of everything else. I wish I had a wedding video. I don't have one. I'll have to settle for Taylor's.
Assuming that it was a streaming event because there was a whole production crew filming it. Girls, it was a 1,000-person wedding in Madison Square Garden. You can't have one person with a camera. Like, it's got to be a production.
Right. Yeah, so we'll see. I don't think we're ever going to see, like, a whole, like, quote-unquote movie or documentary about the wedding. Unless there's some, I would die for this. Like, a behind-the-scenes from the start of planning all the way to the end, how to put on a wedding like this, that kind of doc. I would shit my fucking pants. But that's probably never going to happen. It's probably just going to be bits and pieces. Companion piece to
TS13, let's have it. That's her lemonade.
The lemonade is my... Give it to me now. But probably, if we ever saw any of the video, it'd probably be whatever chunk she felt like sharing. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah, I feel like she would maybe do... Remember the secret session videos she would do? I could see her maybe doing something like that for her wedding. Like a 4-minute clip of like... Abigail laughing and Taylor putting on her dress and Travis, I don't know, dabbing his brother up, something.
And I will be viewing it like an MFer. I would love something simple like that. It'd be absolutely Gorgina. I would love that.
That's the exact right amount of exposure. Like a little, just a vlog, a montage of what happened. 3 minutes long. I don't need more than that.
No, I
just want to see how it went. If you're one of those people who's been sitting on a great business idea for years because you're feeling too scared to make the leap, it's time to get froggy and jump because today's sponsor, Shopify, makes getting your small business up and running a piece of cake. You can start your free trial today at shopify.com/EOS and you'll find that everything you need to run your shop is ready for you from the very first day you open it up.
Including the moment your very first customer is ready to pay. Shopify checkout helps more of our customers finish their purchases easily. And when they come back, their details are already saved, which makes checkout a breeze. One tap and they're done.
When we opened our store, customers were able to start buying our merch immediately, and it was totally hassle-free. It made all our nerves about selling merch for the podcast fly out the window because Shopify made it so easy for both of us and our listeners.
And because Shopify handles the setup and checkout, you have more time to focus on growing your business and you have the tools to do it. It was so quick to go from setting up our shop to actually selling and continuing to build our business up. The last thing you need when starting a new business is more stress. And Shopify helped us shift our focus to the fun stuff earlier, like designing new merch and coming up with new ideas so that we could keep on growing.
With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at shopify.com/EOS. That's shopify.com/EOS. How did the rehearsal dinner go, Madeline?
Well, we don't really have a lot of information about that because it was mostly like her closest friends and family, and it was a pretty small amount of people. I think there was only like maybe 100 people there as opposed to the 1,000 plus that were going to be there the next day. So pretty small group of people, nobody squawking. The only information that we have is that the quote unquote performance that Taylor was going to do at her wedding was actually, she did a duet karaoke style for her friends and family of a rock song, as it was reported. There were a bunch of people who went to the rehearsal dinner who, in their posts about it, used I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. And if you ever heard that song, 100% that's the song they did. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Cute. That sounds like a fun, intimate. To me, this normal. Is the real wedding.
Normal.
Yeah. Normal. I think it's crazy that they did their vows in front of 1,000 people. I thought maybe they would do it in front of this rehearsal dinner and then the next day it would just be like procedural, but not. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The decor vibes. So I saw a leaked picture that I think is real of the entryway and it was interesting. I think the wedding favor that was given, the two T's together with So It's Gonna Be Forever underneath is so cute. I also think it's really interesting to use a lyric from Blank Space as your wedding day slogan. It's interesting.
She's not as superstitious as me. I'll leave it at that.
And she put a dot, dot, dot too. I mean, and you know what? She's right. It's going to be forever or it's going to go down in flames. Or it's going to go down in flames.
That's pretty much what everybody agrees to when they get married. Secretly, you're not supposed to invoke it so publicly and like stitch it onto the wedding favors that you give to everybody. It's kind of insane. But whatever, I guess. I thought the logo was really nice. It was on everything. As they were like taking pieces of like the set or whatever it was out of Madison Square Garden. It was on so many big pieces of like infrastructure. I was like, oh, she's serious about this. This is
well, it's
the logo.
A brand.
This is a branded event.
This is literally this is the Spotify Torture Poets pop-up experience at Taylor's wedding. I think it looks kind of like the TTPD logo almost a little bit. Like there's something to that about it, which is sure.
It's two T's.
How many different things can you do with two T's?
Not many.
Torture Poets is TTPD.
PD. So there's that. I was pleased to discover that the red carpet, as it was being reported on, was not red. It was rose pink. It's not a red carpet. It's merely an entryway, thank God. I really thought for a hot second she was doing a red carpet at her wedding, and that quieted me. But luckily, that didn't happen. It was rose pink. Thank God.
I saw the picture of the entryway. Did you see this, too? Was it real? That actually seems to have been real.
I did see that. I wasn't going to mention the leaks because I know it's going to make people psychotic. I did see them. Oh. Obviously, we're not going to share the pictures.
Well, we won't put them on the screen. We're not going to put them on the screen. But, like, we're talking about what we've
seen. I mean, everybody has seen them, but I guess we'll all pretend like we didn't see it. But, yes. And also, even if we didn't see it, guess who gave us a point-for-point perfect description of it, the AMC CEO. Thank you so much. The entryway was draped entirely in peach and white with large blown-up pictures of Taylor and Travis individually as kids. Like, oh, this was me as a kid. You know, the usual wedding stuff. And then together as a couple. It's like, you know, they get older and they get together as you get closer to the main venue. Apparently, in one of these pictures, there's evidence that Taylor and Travis adopted a dog. And if so, I would have to say that is one of my biggest pieces of evidence that she don't fuck with us anymore.
She hates us.
She hates the fact that if that's true and she didn't make an Instagram post like, this is my puppy, this is my dog, she hates us. She doesn't want us to even know that she has a dog. Okay.
I have so many thoughts about this. First of all, Meredith is seething. Somewhere in this world, Meredith is absolutely fuming and she's disgusted and repulsed by this new addition. Second of all, I saw a video of the alleged dog being handled by her security and put into her car. It is a big, white, fluffy dog. It looks like a kind of dog that it looks like if Travis Kelce was a dog, to be honest. Like, it's happy, it's like gregarious, it's super fluffy. So I'm happy for that if that's Taylor's dog. But the photos that I saw, the leaked photo of this, I do think it's interesting to frame paparazzi pictures of yourself at your wedding. Could we go into the personal archives and just take the photos that you took on your camera with the fuck-ass filter? I think that's interesting. It's not wrong. It's not bad. I mean, they're great pictures. They're beautiful pictures.
She's been known to do that, actually. She's been known to, like, frame paparazzi pictures. I guess when people are taking pictures of you all the time and one fucks, why not use it? I was like, I don't know.
No,
it's a good picture.
Great. But it's interesting because I think she probably would have had to license those pictures to use them in her wedding. And it's so interesting to have to license a picture that someone took of you without your consent, basically. It's an interesting dynamic. This world that she lives in is so crazy to me.
She lives in a different world than us. She lives in a completely different world than us. It was a lot of pictures. It was hard to tell, obviously, but like it was a lot of pictures that I was unfamiliar with. Would have liked to have taken a peek, but I wasn't invited, so I couldn't.
If we're going to do leaks, why don't next time we actually get our asses up and use a good quality camera?
Well, the thing is, they got caught so early, and they were like removed from the venue. Yeah, well, I mean, it was an employee. We only have like leaked pictures from the entryway and then a little bit of the inside, and that's it. There would be more if only they weren't caught. But they were caught.
We need to get those meta glasses in Taylor's wedding.
I was actually thinking about that. How do they control for meta glasses?
Oh, I'm sure they know. I'm sure Taylor's security had every fucking person locked down. Also, and you know what? I was going to say no one would do that. When there's 1,000 people there, yeah, someone's going to do that. Someone's going to
try. Especially, like, there had to have been so many people who were working there. I think the caterers, like, those are people that can be, like, you can have your employees sign an NDA and, like, you're underneath an umbrella of a company that can kind of, like, threaten you with this, that. And then, like, the MSG employees, they also can be threatened. But it's like there had to have been other people that were just, like, hired to come in for any number of reasons.
And MSG, a contractor.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, that would probably be the thing that I was the most concerned about because you can't – I mean, they don't care. They don't care.
No, they don't care. Asinine detail, something that I want. I want the Taylor Swift Carpenter shirt of the people who were building the sets. The way that the Taylor Swift brand is still using the Satisfaction font really warms my heart.
That was still actually in the rotation. So the guy that wore that shirt, he actually, that was from the Speak Now tour.
Really?
He worked on the Speak Now tour.
Oh, that's why it looks
tour.
Old. Because so they have some of those for sale. I think you can buy them on eBay.
It's really interesting that she remembers people and she like hires them again to do shit like this for her. To the point where a guy who built the set on the Speak Now tour is now here building the set for her wedding. It's like, oh, okay. And he has the t-shirt still.
Well, I think this is also why people very seldom leak things about projects that she's working on, because she keeps her collaborators, not just obviously music video directors and stuff, but like production people, PAs. Like, she clearly keeps relationships with people for a long time.
And she keeps relationship with Robin Roberts and the Good Morning America team who were there.
That killed me.
But you know what? I had to wonder if some people were there merely to report back. Robin Roberts and the GMA team, I mean, they have been involved in a lot of Taylor's announcements and stuff, so it's not ridiculous that they were there, but, like, in the back of her mind, she was like, it'll be nice to have people who will get on, you know, God's television the next day and say, it was amazing and beautiful, and that's exactly what they said. They said it was intimate and beautiful, and I said, thank you so much, Robin, for reporting.
Madeline, you have clocked something so true. I feel like a lot of... this wedding was also a business event, and... I think she's been getting a lot of flack for being too public about the wedding. And so inviting people like Robin Roberts and George Stephanopoulos, who can literally go on television the next day and give a little few positive words about your wedding, is a really brilliant way to get some good publicity going when everybody in New York hates you. That's a really clever thing to do. And I'm going to challenge her and say, 1,000-person wedding cannot be intimate. But from the details that have been shared, it does... like, it doesn't sound like Taylor or Travis really censored themselves when it came to doing the vows or anything like that. So perhaps it was. Again, I wasn't there, so I don't know.
We don't know anything. They wouldn't let us in. In fact, if we tried to show up, they would have thrown us out like street rats. So we'll never know.
No, us especially. They would have said, you're banned from the tri-state area. The police would have come.
Oh, the police. They would have kicked us out like we were nothing. So it was a beautiful entryway, and the decor. I would have loved to have walked that picture hallway. I would have been very early so I could see all the pictures and view them up close with a magnifying glass. Again, this is why I wasn't inviting. This is why I wasn't inviting.
I'm right where you left me.
I'm right where you left me. So up when we went into the ceremony took place in a quote-unquote outdoor garden at a lush countryside retreat. Again, this is from the AMC CEO. Thank God. Thank God. And he said,
who did you get this interview to? It's in so much detail.
He tweeted it. He tweeted it. It's a huge tweet. He couldn't wait, dude.
And thank God, and thank God, and thank God, and thank God, and thank God.
So the ceremony he described was an outdoor garden inside Madison, like the arena, was a lush countryside retreat, everything draped off in green and white. Real flowers and fake trees welcomed 15 rows of maybe 75 or so chairs. The math ain't mathin' on that. The math really ain't mathin', but it makes me wonder.
He does movies. We don't do math. He can't add up.
But it did make me wonder if some people were invited to the ceremony and some people were invited to the reception.
Oh.
But I don't know how they would do that.
But if they did do that, why the hell is the AMC guy at the ceremony? Why is he there?
But thank God
he would
be
number one person, I would say, reception only. I would not be thinking that he was there to watch the vows, but thank God he was.
Thank God he was, because he... basically gives us a play-by-play. He said, after some relaxing and mellow romantic songs played to settle the house, a few violins and cellos ushered in the wedding party. And Taylor walked down the aisle, or as the AMC CEO describes it, over a bridge of some sort to like an island that was a stage. I need to see that expeditiously. But
this is the folklore cabin wedding, by the way.
Let me in. And she apparently walked down the aisle to a string version of Love Story.
This is the greatest detail that he ever could have provided us. And it's like, yes, absolutely. You are, Taylor Swift, this is your main character day. She understood the symbolism of what this meant. And everybody in the room knew it too. I'm sure people are going to say she's like an insane narcissist for doing this, but it's like, can you think of a better song for Taylor to walk down the aisle to than her own love story?
Plus it was a string version, which like to me, that's very like elegant,
and, like, tasteful, classy.
It doesn't sound like a country pop song. It doesn't sound like a Taylor Swift song. It sounds like a wedding song when you do it that way. It could have been anything. People are getting walking down the aisle to the Lord of the Rings theme song. And you're really going to cook Taylor for walking down the aisle to, of all things on earth, a song that millions of other women have walked down the aisle to? Not on my watch.
If Beethoven could have played his own music at his funeral, he would have.
He absolutely would have. And I would not bemoan him that.
No, I would begrudge him. I'd say, you deserve it, King. You've made so many scary songs. Play one as you lower into the earth.
The wedding party was small. Just Austin as Taylor's quote-unquote man of honor and Jason as Travis's best man, probably the smartest thing you can do. And this is why having a sibling saves your life. Because guess what you get to do? Oh, I'm just going to have my sister do it. I'm just going to have my brother do it. And then you don't start World War III. It's genius. It's genius.
I don't have a sibling.
You're going to be in trouble.
No sibling.
But I mean,
and I have a lot of friends.
I feel
so it's
like
going to be
the politics of Taylor choosing her like bridesmaids.
No, it's too much. It's too much.
Thank God Austin was born because she would have been in big freaking trouble.
And also by ratio, like to the amount of guests that were there, she would have had to have had at least 25 bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And then 25 is too big of a list to be left off of because you would want to kill yourself if you were left off of the 25 bridesmaids list and you were kind of good friends with her. I think also, even though Austin was best man, I'm still saying Abigail robbed.
Abigail robbed. Selena robbed. I'm saying it. But we
well, Selena,
we escaped.
Abigail robbed.
We escaped a situation where Brittany Mahomes was a Taylor Swift bridesmaid. Just think of it that way.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
way.
You. We were scared. No, we were scared.
We were really, really scared about that. So if we dodged that bullet, although I did see some think pieces about this, keep in mind think pieces read as tweets. Well, of course she didn't have any women in her bridal party. Shut up. If she had a sister,
oh,
there would
literally
have been.
Shut up. She's been. Literally shut the hell
literally
up.
Doesn't matter in the least bit. Sorry she didn't have a sister.
I want to know what Andrea
I guess it's
Swift
anti-feminist to not have a sister.
No, it is. She should return to sender. Tell your get Andrea to pop another one out.
Yeah. So that was beautiful. I thought that was genius. And then thank God for the press release so that we could hear what at least what the dress was, because I know there were people cooking on Stella McCartney wedding gown and it didn't happen, girls. Tree Payne said, I
was
got
she even
you.
There? Did she even attend?
I actually
I mean,
don't
Paul
know.
Was there,
keep
so
it
I
in
presume
mind,
she was there.
I think she probably was there, but there's so many people. Like, think about the number of people you've actually seen pictures of. If there were 1,000 people at that wedding, we've barely scratched the surface of the people who were there.
Oh, so, and I need to know. I need the list.
I need the
Somebody
list.
Needs to leak the
Somebody
guest
needs
list
to
for
leak
real.
The guest list. Somebody needs to leak the table settings, like where everybody sat. Oh, I'd pay good money for that book.
Mm-hmm.
I would pay good money for that
book. Jonathan Anderson's Dior dressed both of them. Travis was apparently in a white tux. Taylor's dress had a long veiled train. So Jonathan Anderson for Dior only just started doing bridal. And if anyone's interested, Tyler, maybe you can put a clip on the screen. Taylor Swift Style did, of course, our queen, our boots on the ground reporter. She went and found the only two couture gowns that he's made so far and posted photos of them. And they are beautiful. So I'm sure that Taylor looked absolutely stunning. I can't believe that I don't know what she looked like, but I know it was amazing.
I know it was gorgeous. I know it was absolutely gorgeous. Everybody has said gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful, gorgeous queen.
And everyone's going to be evil when it comes out. Everybody's going to try to be different. It's going to be like
I'll
the Take Olympics.
I'll be normal.
People are going to be like, well, you know what? Her lip color doesn't match her fucking toenails.
Okay. Come on. Come
no,
on.
It's going to be like zooming in on her manicure. Like, that's what it's going to be. That it's going to be that level of scrutiny. And I'm going to be screaming. I'm going to be cheering.
Well, it's like one day, if to all the people out there, one day, many of you will be the bride. And I'm going to tell you something for free. The last thing you would want is to be scrutinized on your fucking wedding day. It's supposed to be you're the most beautiful person who's ever lived. And that's it.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. And that's every bride.
And would you ever, if you went to your friend's wedding or even a tangential friend's wedding, your partner's friend's wedding, would you ever talk shit about how they looked on their wedding day or to anyone after? You wouldn't. You'd be like, that's just not necessary. It's mean.
No, it's probably one of the worst things that you can do, because it's to put it, even putting aside how rude it is, it's not your wedding. It's not your dress. It's not your manicure. It's, this is her perfect day, and this is what she wanted. And if this is how she wanted to look, then you say, oh my God, it's perfect. That's it. That's all you
should say. Yeah, weddings are about you.
Yeah.
They're about what you like, exactly. Your taste, not about I'm trying to be the most gorgeous bride ever in the history of the world. I just want to be the vision I had in my head.
Yeah, exactly. And it's perfect.
Joseph Cassel, I just pray that he wasn't too close, or that there was someone else nearby to stop him.
Well, I saw that he was liking a bunch of pictures of people who went. And I was like, I know he was there. And I know that he was...
Oh, he probably styled some of her friends, I would imagine.
He was involved. And good for them. That's all I'd like to say. Taylor wore Cartier. I would like to see it.
Period.
And both of them wore custom Christian Louboutin. Actually, the whole wedding party did. Let me in. Red bottoms.
The most disturbing information that I received was that Adam Sandler officiated, wrote a song as new information to me, and that's appalling.
When I first heard this information, I was horrified, because I actually hadn't given a thought to who would officiate it. I kind of thought it would be like an official person, but I forgot oftentimes completely random people officiate weddings. Adam Sandler hit my desk, this was very shocking to me and very upsetting. But I thought about it for a very long time, 24 hours, I guess. And I've kind of come around to see it. But writing a song, unfortunately, is very, very Adam Sandler.
No, the song.
And I know they thought it was fucking hilarious. That's their journey. They chose Adam Sandler. I kind of like grew up with Adam Sandler, and I think Taylor really did. So I'm kind of like, all right. Like, he's friends with them, and like the girls love him, and et cetera. So I was like, okay, all right. But I'm okay with it.
I'm not opposed to him officiating. I'm okay with it. The song is really what tipped me over the edge of,
he's the wedding singer.
Imagining, you know, if I
he's literally
was getting
the
married
wedding
and my officiant started singing, I think kill myself. I think it's also really interesting, Tennessee Christian values not mentioned. Where's God? God isn't in Adam Sandler. There's no Jesus Christ at this wedding. Thank you.
I think, and
we cheered.
There's a lot to be avoided by having Adam Sandler do it. I didn't realize, I discovered this through figuring out who went to the wedding. Travis has officiated a wedding before. And the people whose wedding he officiated was at the wedding.
Cute.
I guess so.
I bet he had like the SNL cue cards for his officiating.
And anybody can officiate the wedding. Kesha's out here officiating weddings. I mean, whatever. You know what I'm
saying?
We
should do it. Honestly, if one of our listeners asked us to officiate their wedding, I would really seriously consider doing that. Just to say that
for
I did.
For a price.
For a price. We're for sale.
We're for sale.
For the right for price.
So they did do their own vows. They wrote their own vows and they read them out of gold books. According to some sources, Taylor sang part of her vows. I don't know what that means. I'm not saying she's saying.
I'm choosing not to intake that information. I'm really saying that's none of my business.
I don't know what that means.
You're telling me she's crying her eyes out and she goes, Romeo.
Maybe.
I can't.
Maybe.
It's not.
So both of their vows lasted 20 minutes, which I was impressed by that information. Travis
each
cried
or
more
together?
Than Taylor. Each.
Oh my God.
Travis spoke
that's
for
really
minutes.
Holding the room hostage. Thank God you're famous people, because at a normal wedding, I'd be like, wrap it the fuck up.
You know, I was pretty surprised. Not that they did their own vows in front of everybody. I was like, okay, everybody does that, I guess. I didn't. Mason and I did them privately because I was like, it's none of your fucking business. But this is a celebrity wedding, so like whatever. But I was very surprised that they went on and on. I was like,
yeah, 20 minutes
crazy.
In front of your not. I'm sorry, objectively, Taylor had people at her wedding that she had never met before. So to me, I'm like, maybe this was the public version of their private vows.
Who knows? But Travis was weeping the entire time.
But they're standing
time.
There sobbing their eyes out.
Travis wept the entire time. But I heard a really cute thing. I just read this today that apparently when he said, like, I promise to protect you forever, Taylor got really, really emotional. And I was like, this is beautiful. This is love. This is what it's all about.
And you know what? She really needed that, because no one else was going to save her. You don't need to save me, but would you run away with me and save me also?
I'm saying it. So Taylor's vows had, quote unquote, everyone in tears and included parts about how she wondered if true love could ever happen for her after years of thinking her life was too much. Not new information to the real Swifties.
I would be screaming at that point. No, I'd be like in pain, writhing on the floor, like scream crying at that if I heard that. It would just be too much for me. At that point, I would be a
Well, apparently it was too much for everybody. What I've heard about this wedding is everybody wept the entire time. I feel like sometimes people get really dramatic when they're describing stuff like that. I'm sure there were people crying, but I hope for the sake
But also, like, Taylor, everybody has this parasocial connection to her. Even if you're tangentially interested in Taylor, her wedding is still, if you followed her career slightly, it's still a kind of a big deal. Like, this is a public question that's been debated for a long time. It's like, can anyone ever marry Taylor Swift? Can she ever settle down? Will it ever happen for her? So I can imagine there was a lot of delusional projecting going on in that room.
Well, there's a lot of delusional projecting going on outside of that room as well.
And just outside the room.
She gave the people outside of the room a bone. As soon as they were married, I would assume, like, the moment it was, I now pronounce you husband and wife, they put up on the screens outside of Madison Square Garden, just TNT married.
I thought that was cute, but I hated the font. I was like, why does it look like that? We couldn't have come up with something a little classy and elegant. They were like, it has to be as easy as possible to read because it's the most important information in the world.
I think that's probably what I think I would assume. It was kind of like, it was very like, I'm a message.
They needed Kel on that.
Outside
I'm sorry.
Of MSG. So just like, it was almost like the Knicks won. That's kind of what it looked like to me.
Our Times Square billboard was more tasteful than that.
Many people are saying it. I don't understand also why it was pink. That confounded me.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it happened, and I was happy to see it. I knew the exact moment Taylor got married.
Maybe she left it up to MSG to do that, but I can't believe that she relinquished control over any single detail of this wedding.
No, that would really surprise me if she didn't at least look upon what the screen was going to look like. She okayed it. She said, looks great. Okay, great. But as you know, the swiftiness continued. Immediately after she got married, it started pouring rain, and this was a big deal because it was like a heat wave. So people were like,
it's good luck too.
And a rainbow appeared. I mean, you can't make
as it should. Literally, God said, I did this. He said, look at what I done. Look at the blessing I've bestowed to all of you. You said I couldn't do it, and I did it.
And the city of New York gave her a little special present. The top of the Empire State Building glowed blue, and that was her something blue. Congratulations to Taylor.
That was so cunt. That was so cunt. What was your something blue? The Empire State Building.
Period. It was pretty cunty. Everybody liked it. I did. I cheered.
Oh, I cheered.
So then we move on to the reception. And Adam Aaron, a.k.a. the CEO of AMC, who's giving me everything. The way that he described this led me to believe that the arena part of Madison Square Garden was divided somehow. And one section was the ceremony. And there was another sectioned off that was the reception. Which I think is, obviously it has to be so. You can't have the reception in the same area as the ceremony, but it's like, damn, they were using every inch of available space. He said that the reception was held in an even larger stage set of a quote-unquote secret garden with incredibly tall lit up trees, like a story tall is what he described. So they claimed.
Whoa. So they claimed. I would like to see it.
Yeah, but they won't let me in.
Apparently, I don't know if this has been, the Hollywood Reporter posted this, but I've seen multiple people refuting it. Lena Dunham gave a speech where she said that football was like straight men enacting gay porn.
It sounds like something she would say.
And apparently Taylor found it really funny and all the guests found it funny, but people are having mental breakdowns about that.
Well, it's one of those like, things where it's like
taken out of the context right. of a 15-minute speech.
So it's like you don't really know how it was said or in what context it was said. And honestly, if Taylor thought it was funny, then why do you care? She's the one, if anybody's going to say something that like offends people or like is offensive, if it doesn't bother the bride, like if it's just a stupid joke, then like why are you having mental breakdowns over a comment that was made offhand at the wedding. Like, I just don't really understand that.
Lena's curse as a human being is to be taken out of context. It's just been happening to her since she has started her career, and it will never end. Apparently, the food went crazy. A lot of it was from the couple's favorite New York City restaurants. Sartiano's was one of them. Have you been there, Madeline?
I've never been there, and I was like, I've never heard of it either. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess I don't, whenever people post the Taylor Swift's Guide to New York City, I don't really pay attention to it because I have no reason to believe she has exceptional taste in food. So I just kind of mind my own business on that. But
period.
Maybe I'll go to Stardiano's one of these days and I'll say, hey, now I can say Taylor's wedding food was good. Who knows?
Amos said, someone asked Amos, they said, can you give just a small insignificant detail? And he said, I had sushi, which leads me to believe that they just had any kind of food you could imagine or desire there.
Must be nice. Everybody else has to pick chicken or
Must
beef.
Must be nice.
Chicken or beef, girls. So the performances that people were, you know, talking about, it wasn't Tim McGraw. And I'm saying, thank God, because I really don't think
he doesn't know her.
That. He also doesn't,
he doesn't know the words.
He doesn't know the words.
He got on stage to sing Tim McGraw and didn't know.
So I was very happy to see it wasn't Tim McGraw. It was Paul McCartney. And the gag of it is, I guess he played I Want to Hold Your Hand, which unbeknownst to me, no Beatle has ever played since like 1965. I was like,
I wonder why. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I don't.
It's none of my business.
I'm not familiar with Beatle lore, but I would assume.
Oh, we know. We know you're not familiar with Beatle lore.
I would assume there's a reason, and it's probably personal. So, if it's probably a big deal that Paul McCartney played the song, although the Beatles fans were going, "That's a mid Beatles song. You're just jealous because you couldn't get him to come to your wedding." Write it down.
Is Paul McCartney at your wedding playing a song he hasn't played since the 60s? He's not. Mm-mm. So be quiet, Tiffany.
Mm-mm. And then Stevie Nicks performed. We don't know what. Any guesses?
It better not have been Silver Springs.
I'm kind of unfamiliar with romantic Fleetwood Mac or Stevie Nicks songs. Like off the top of my head, maybe Rhiannon.
Landslide, I suppose.
But that's
a breakup song, really.
So
I'd say it's an empowering song. For all we know, she did You're On Your Own, Kid. She's obsessed with that song.
For all we know. And oh, to be a fly on the wall while Stevie Nicks says You're On Your Own, Kid. Absolutely beautiful. I'd pay good money for that. But Taylor, luckily, did not perform. I was really, really... If she had done it, I would have defended it. But I'm really, really happy she didn't. I think there's really...
No, that's like real theater kid behavior.
Yeah, I really think we dodged a bullet on that one. And I think pretty much everybody agrees. It's kind of like a 16th birthday party. I'm going to make everybody watch me perform. And it's like, okay.
No, it is. It's giving my super sweet 16 where you look at me emerging from a car in my huge cupcake dress. And then I take it off and I do a hip hop dance. We're not doing that.
But it didn't happen. Thank God. Mm-mm. Thank God. I was so relieved. Paul McCartney and Stevie Nicks is great. Very Taylor, very cunty, and not just anybody can get that. A piece of gossip from, this is from Des Moines, but we know that Ciara was there, and we know that Tate McRae was there, and we know that Sabrina Carpenter and the Chainsmokers were there. So
why were the Chainsmokers there?
To do karaoke.
We'll get into the guest list.
They were the DJ.
They do karaoke. So I've been to one of their concerts.
They do karaoke. Apparently there was a late night karaoke with Tate, Avril Lavigne, Ciara, Sabrina Carpenter, and the Chainsmokers. What late night karaoke means is I guess they performed karaoke and they like were part of like having fun with the karaoke machine is what I've come to understand it as.
Okay, so the fact that nobody alerted me to the fact that Avril Lavigne was at the wedding is extremely
rude. The rest
rude.
Of us are clocked in. Where were you? Every piece of information.
No one told me.
Every piece
I didn't
of
see.
Information
I, didn't
I knew
see.
Immediately.
Avril Lavigne was there? Avril Lavigne.
Allegedly,
that's my mother's.
I haven't seen
her. We haven't seen her. I was just looking. Avril hasn't posted on Instagram in months. I was like, where is she? Is she okay? I'd like to hear from her. But I really would like to see. I'm sure Avril wore something really ugly to Taylor's wedding. I'm really sure that she did. She was in Converse at the wedding.
She's also one of the random ones. Like, when was the last time you guys spoke?
Taylor Hart's Avril. They got into a small Tumblr beef 15 years ago.
Exactly. And these are the kinds of people who are coming to the wedding. So it's random, out of context. In context, when you see who else is there, makes perfect sense. It makes perfect
sense. It's the
randomest
parade.
Additionally, at the reception, there were arcade games. We saw those physically being removed from Madison Square Garden, so that sounds like a lot of fun. But there were also other games that you could play as well. One of these games, who knows which one, would enter guests into a raffle. Some of the raffle prizes included designer bags and the 1970 Chevrolet Chevelle, which was the car that they rode together in on their first date. And the license plate read, Just TNT Married.
This is the biggest eat the rich behavior that I heard of the evening.
Well,
the raffle to give away a car.
Since you bring that up, a lot of people have taken the TNT thing and turned it into eat TNT the rich. They walked into that one.
They set they themselves walked into that up.
One. No comment from me. I have nothing to say about that. But they were raffling probably Hermes bags and Birkin bags and cars at their wedding. So, you know, take that as you will.
The optics of just giving that stuff away, it's just, it's so, you know what? Moving on.
Speaking of gifts, there were some personalized gifts that were given. Embroidered handkerchiefs, which we already talked about. They also, as part of like a goodie bag of some kind, they had these sort of like paintings that were like their engagement garden pictures that were turned into art. And they were customized with every guest's name with a seal, a wax seal. With the TNT in it. Very beautiful.
I'm sorry. It really looks like the Torture Poets Department. really looks like Torture Poets. And it's her greatest album ever made.
She didn't know when she did TTPD, there'd be another TT in her future. She didn't know that. Mm-mm. She didn't know that. And then
she was manifesting.
Additionally, friends and family who went to the reception, who went to the rehearsal dinner, got these big special boxes with the wedding logo on it. Who knows what was in those? We'll never know.
I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it. So those were kind of like the personalized gifts that people got. It's so funny because at my wedding, I gave M&Ms. But
that's a personalized gift.
It is. We didn't even have to personalize them.
Madeline and Mason.
They already said hello. And M on them. I mean, come on. It was easy. It was too easy. That's how you do cheap, girls. Mm-hmm. That's how you do cheap. So as these beautiful things were occurring inside Madison Square Garden, the behaviors that were occurring outside were nothing short of disgusting and foul. Again, like I said at the top of the episode, I really kind of hoped and prayed that this would be enough of an important event in Taylor's life that people would stay away. They came in absolute droves to stare at the blank walls of Madison Square Garden to see absolutely nothing but cars going by.
In a heat wave.
Singing Love Story in a heat wave. The worst
They were at Cornelia Street.
They were. And you know what? Cornelia Street is one thing because you're not even bothering her anymore. You're bothering random New Yorkers, so it's whatever. But Madison Square Garden on her wedding day is, to me, crazy. And the worst video that I saw was at night, the caterers were starting to leave and they had leftover food. So they handed a box of what appeared to be some kind of pastries to the police officer. Police officer walks it over to the crowd and it's like, I know, hungry, give me that, fighting over scraps of food. And one of them gets one and it's like shoves it into his mouth and acts like it's like manna from heaven. And it probably was stale because it's been sitting in a box in the back of the venue for who knows how long.
When you go to the park, they say don't feed the pigeons. Don't feed them. Don't encourage them because they'll start to do crazy behavior. Don't incentivize them. And that law should have been applied to the Swifties. Don't feed them. Don't encourage them. Spray them with water.
Yes, yeah, spray them with water. That you really shouldn't be. I don't understand why the caterers would give these people food, but nonetheless.
I mean, it's better than throwing it away, I guess. Sure.
Oh,
fine.
You know what? That's
but,
actually.
But they didn't deserve really it.
They didn't deserve it. They didn't deserve it.
Should have been given. I hope that only happened after everybody in the room got their fill of whatever they wanted.
So that is pretty much what we know about what happened on the inside and a little bit about what happened on the outside. Next up is the guest list, which I guess is the thing we have the most information about. I do have some people who I'm still not sure were actually there, even though it was reported that they were there. It's a few people. Mostly everybody else that's on my list, we physically saw them entering or leaving. So I guess we can just kind of, I have them sectioned off. People that we definitely knew were going to be there. Emma Stone. Thank God. I was scared for a
second.
Thank God.
We knew it.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco. He was invited to the wedding. He was invited to the wedding.
Not to the rehearsal dinner, but he came to the wedding.
And just a quick comment on Selena's looks. I preferred her rehearsal dinner look, if I'm being totally honest with you.
Me too.
That black dress with the little vines that came down over the slit on her knee, absolutely beautiful. The gold dress for the wedding was very wedding, very gorgeous. Like, she looks great. But if you're asking me to choose, I choose rehearsal dinner look in a heartbeat. I thought it was absolutely gorgina.
I do like it, but better.
Mariska Hargitay was there. I never had a doubt. I never had a doubt.
Olivia Benson. Someone had to keep everybody safe.
Yep. And thank God Mariska was there. She is.
And investigate crimes.
The cop that I would trust in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mariska. Jack Antonoff. Not a surprise. Nothing interesting about what he wore. Just kind of rolled
up. Margaret Qualley at the wedding? like at the reception.
I didn't
see her. She wasn't at the rehearsal dinner. That's, and you know what? That's probably my good sis Lena and my good friend Jack. The best way for us, for there to not be any drama on my wedding day, would just be if you come alone, Jack. Interesting.
Or she couldn't come. Who knows?
Or she couldn't come.
Who knows?
Hmm.
Aaron Dessner. We knew that.
Of course.
Thank God. Ed Sheeran. Here's the thing.
Okay.
It's made worse because he didn't coordinate with his wife. That's really,
we're talking about his look.
The
he is wearing, it's also really hideous. Like, outside of it being, first of all, it's a black tie wedding, which means that as a man, there's a specific dress code for you. You have to wear a specific combination of items on your body. He is wearing a t-shirt, a disgusting Fashion Nova blue creased, not fitting suit with sneakers, his walkabout hiking shoes. I cannot believe that he showed up to Taylor Swift's wedding like that. Actually, I can.
And his wife is wearing orange. So, like, the pictures,
not a great color
the pictures
either.
That I have of him are him in this very 1989 blue suit, and then her in like a
the
sunset,
shoes.
A sunset orange with silver shoes. Which, like, I like her outfit. She looks good.
Cool.
I just think. A t-shirt. It does look very Fashion Nova. It does look very Shein. Not his best look. I would like to know his thought process for why he chose this, is I guess.
He's the only man that I saw that didn't wear a bow tie. It's black tie, babe. You have to.
Well, you don't have to.
Not Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. You can get away with anything when you're Ed Sheeran, I guess. And man, he got away with a fashion crime, the likes of which I've never seen. So Ed Sheeran looked a fool, but I guess I didn't expect anything more or less.
No, yeah, thank you, Ed Sheeran.
He's my clown. He's my clown. Haim was there. Absolutely no clue what they were. No clue. Couldn't tell you. And then Lena Dunham was also there. I preferred, again, her rehearsal outfit. I love that green set.
I love her rehearsal outfit. It's so pretty. And I feel like Lena Dunham's actually super fashionable. Like, lately she's been really turning out looks. The actual wedding ceremony, yeah, I don't love the huge flower brooch, but the green set with the, I love the shoe and the white tights.
And I like the
so
pink.
Cute.
The
really,
pink
really
purse
cute.
Really ties it together. It's just Gorgina. I love that set. Sometimes I guess
one of my favorite looks.
There's so much pressure on what to wear to the wedding. I feel like the rehearsal dinner tends to get the better outfit because you're not thinking about it so much. So just kind of my psychological theorem for why rehearsal outfits tend to be a little bit simpler. Abigail Anderson, this is one where I liked her wedding outfit more than her rehearsal dinner outfit. But the rehearsal dinner outfit was great.
I just think that's such a beautiful color on her, the rehearsal dinner outfit. Who wore the same dress as Abigail?
It
was it her rehearsal dress or her?
It was her wedding, the dress to the wedding, and it was one of Travis's football friends' fiancés.
I think I would kill myself if I was the best friend of the bride and someone else showed up, like a randomista that isn't close showed up in the same outfit as me. I'd be like, are you kidding?
And you know what? When 1,000 people are showing up, more likely than you think.
And you know, Abigail and this randomista person are probably some of the only people at the wedding that are shopping off the rack. So they're likely to encounter things that other people will wear. But I thought she looked beautiful both days.
She looked absolutely gorgeous. I thought her hair looked amazing both days in particular. Her hair looked really good. Mm-hmm. Ashley Avignon, her rehearsal dress.
The number one Tay Warrior of the world.
I really like her bob. She has a really perfect bob. This is like the bob. The bob. So they call you Bob.
The red number is, like, I also really want to know what was on the dress code on the invitation, because it seems to have been whatever the fuck you want, babe.
Not available. People were showing up in all kinds of colors and shapes and forms. They were showing up however they felt. Wear what you want, girls.
Wear whatever the hell you want. I mean, I thought she looked good. The purple thing that she wore, she posted a thing where she was like, this is vintage. Blah, 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 blah. It's, I don't know how I feel about it.
I'm okay with it. I think I prefer the red one. I think the red one is very, she just, red.
Gigi looks the fool next to her.
That's none of my business. The yellow outfit, I don't really think yellow, I wouldn't wear yellow in the future, Miss Gigi, but Gigi's wedding outfit, gimme.
Oh, the pink?
It's so fucking pretty. And paired perfectly with that necklace, the kind of like 50s Hollywood glamorous hair. I love Gigi's look. Probably one of my favorite looks.
No, gorgeous.
No, absolutely Gorgina. And I said Gigi Hadid. I chose not to include Bradley Cooper on the longtime friends list. He's not a longtime friend.
He's a purse.
I'm really surprised that they're still together, if I can be honest with you, but it's none of my business. What do I know? Zoe Kravitz, notably without her fiance, but he's busy.
Doing haler behaviors across the pond. He's busy. Yeah.
He's a little busy playing two ghosts. He's playing two ghosts.
I actually can't believe that that happened. I was like, this is bizarre, but also I loved it.
I'm sure he was being a fucking troll, as he loves
to. He was like, I need to get some attention. Yeah, so let me do a little something.
So Zoe Kravitz was there without Harry Styles. We cheered. Paul Sidoti, Amos Heller, and Brittany Mahomes. Missy
Girls. Her outfit. She wore pretty much exactly what I expected her to wear.
You know, if I had to choose between the two, I like the blue. I think the blue is more in her color palette. I think this was what she wore to the wedding, and then the green is what she wore to the rehearsal dinner. I'm actually not 100% sure on that, but I think
the yellow shoes with the green dress are atrocious.
And
they're both satin too, so it's like, why?
It's not in her color palette. She looks much better in that like Victoria's Secret shade blue. Like, it just looks better on her. So that's my take on
that. It's just giving, it's giving influencer. Yeah.
And you know what? She was the original football influencer to an extent.
She's the wag.
She's the wag. In my old friends list, I have Caitlin Evanson. No pictures of her dress or anything, but she was there. And I cheered.
So happy. We were really happy to hear that.
Grant Paisley was there, which is crazy. Old friend. Liz Rose was there. Thank you,
Liz. Gave you a career. Helped give you your career.
Gave you a career, lest we forget. Colby Calais, which I really appreciated. I forgot that she came back for the Taylor's version. So, of course, they've been in contact recently. Pete Wentz was there, which was kind of a gag. And the chicks were also there. I liked it. Made me happy.
These are real people. All of these people deserve to be invited. Yes.
Music industry friends. Now, you may be wondering, what's the difference between, you know, a real friend, an old friend, and a music industry friend? I decide. I'm the final decider, and this is how I decided. So Suki Waterhouse, music industry friend. I said Sabrina Carpenter, music industry friend. You know, that's just kind of my take.
Yeah. Did she go to the rehearsal dinner? I don't know.
I didn't see her. I'm not saying no, but I am saying I didn't see her. But I'm pissed that we didn't get to see her outfit at all. Because in the picture, you could see her leaving. She's wearing like a black veil. Can I see it? Can I see what you wore?
I want to see it.
Gracie Abrams, who did post a picture of her look. It's this like vintage Chanel dress. She looks great. I really don't like this hair on her. And I know a lot of people are saying it, and she's getting her wax.
It's really giving Winona Ryder.
And I think that's what she's going for. And I'm seeing it, but if we're going to do the whole thing, let's commit. You know what I'm saying? We're not committing all the way. It's an awkward length. Not my favorite bob of the night.
You know what I thought was interesting? The country people linked up and carpooled together, it seems.
I have to wonder if that was to some extent like, we know each other and we're not going to know a lot of other people at this wedding. Maybe so.
This is Maren Morris and Kelsey Ballerini we're speaking of.
And Little Big Town and members of Sugarland. Oh, yes. And Miranda Lambert was there as well.
Well, Little Big Town went to the rehearsal dinner, which shocked me.
I guess she knows them. Something that I've been realizing, like as we're seeing the guests.
We don't know her.
We really don't know who she actually is talking to. We know who she publicly gets dinner with. That's it. That's all we know.
And I'm sure there are plenty of people that don't want to be in the pap walk.
Oh, yeah. And I would think members of Little Big Town might be some of those people.
But they don't want to do it.
Biaba Doobie was there. Very cute. Camila Cabello. She was there. Her outfit.
Thank God.
I liked it.
It was a little Fashion Nova.
It was very like her romance era. That's kind of what it looked like.
Red to a Wedding is interesting. And a lot of people made that choice.
Is it? I didn't know this. Red to a Wedding is interesting. I didn't know this. What does that mean?
I don't think it's bad. I just think it's very like scene stealing.
There were some people, and they were all like fiancés or like people who were coming with some of Travis's friends. Some people were wearing Off-White. That's a faux pas. Blush?
No.
To a wedding? You can't do that, babe. You can't do that.
If it could theoretically be in the realm of being white, you don't wear it.
I would like kick somebody out of my wedding for wearing white. 100%. I'd be like, you have to leave. This is despicable. I mean, it's just...
Thanks for coming.
You can't do that. Somber was there.
No.
Benson Boone.
Great.
Proudly, that Benson shocked Boone me. Was there.
What the hell? Well, now we're getting into the who's who
of who's that. That.
Griff was there.
Come on. Baby Spice was there. Emma Burton was there. As she should be. Haley Kayoko was there. Old friend, I guess you could say. St. Vincent was there.
This guest list really reminds me of the 1989 tour guests.
It does kind of give that.
It's whoever I could call and they would say yes. Let's get them on the phone and in the plane and to the party. It is the who's who of who's that, unfortunately. It is.
There were a couple of people that people said were there that I could neither confirm nor deny. Lucy Dacus of Boy Genius. Jay-Z, he actually has been in New York. So it's possible he was there. If he was there, Beyonce had to have been there. And I would like to see it.
Surely.
And then last but not least, Hayley Williams. I want that to be true so bad. But I don't.
It better be.
There's part of me that's thinking, I'm not sure about that. But we'll see. We'll see.
Max Martin wasn't there, to our knowledge.
Interesting, actually. I hadn't thought of that.
Have you heard anything about him being there?
No, I haven't heard anything about him being there or not. Maybe he was there, maybe he wasn't.
Maybe he's ashamed.
Maybe he's okay. Another section, Eras Tour / Previous Tour / Work Friends. I put Joel Little in Work Friends. Yeah, I did. Where he belongs.
Yeah,
I did.
She's lucky. He's lucky she's still friends with him,
exactly.
To be honest.
Dita Von Teese, I called a work friend. We just know her from the Bejeweled music video.
Her outfit.
I don't think I saw it.
I saw her and Fergie together, and they both looked crazy.
Well, I guess Dita Von Teese.
She's going to look crazy.
You got to look a little crazy. I like that she invited Nick Buda, who played drums for her first four albums. That's a deep cut. I like that a lot. We had a lot of the Eras Tour crew. We had some of the backup singers, including Jeslyn and Camila. We had some of the Eras Tour dancers, including Cam. I wrote Jam in the notes. Cam and Jan and Wiley were also there. A lot of them were there, though. These are just the ones that I personally saw pictures of. I'm sure most of the Eras Tour crew, especially the ones that we saw on stage every night, were there, or at least got invited. So we cheer.
We cheered.
And then this giant scary section is networking friends / movie people. And this is where we get into
I'm famous.
Behaviors.
You're famous.
Yep.
Come to my wedding is the theme behind this.
Jimmy Fallon was there. Steven Spielberg was there. Tom Hanks, Graham Norton, Stephen A. Smith, which sent me to the moon. Stephen Colbert, Hugh Grant, Dakota Johnson. I almost put her in Friends, but I spitefully didn't put her there because I don't really like her that much.
Was Role Model there?
No!
I want to know.
And I won! And I won! And then Simone Biles was there, and I'm speaking my truth. I think Simone Biles is one of the best dressed.
She looked
beautiful. Outfit. I just think it's so like...
That's a wedding dress. That's an I'm going to a royal wedding dress.
It's very like... There's something kind of Y2K about like the design of it. It's very like futuristic music video coded.
It kind of reminds me of Sabrina's Met Gala dress a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
The silhouette.
The one thing I will say about it is that I'm not crazy about the bushel of tulle. I think the dress is gorgeous without it, but it doesn't ruin it in any way, shape, or form. This is one of my favorite outfits of the night. She absolutely killed it. I love it. So thank you, Simone, for giving us a look. Some of these girls really needed to see. Some of these girls.
Millie Bobby Brown was there. Eric Stone Street, Tommy Hilfiger, Jason Sudeikis, Ethan Hawke, Chris Rock, Laura Dern, Paul Rudd, Adam Scott, Seth Meyers, Conan O'Brien, Donald Glover, Reese Witherspoon, Elizabeth Banks, Greta Gerwig, Charlie Day, and Mary Elizabeth Ellis, Marcelo Hernandez, and Joey King.
And again, these are just the people that I care about. There were a lot of football people and sportscasters
who's that
I did not include. And then my last section, absolute randoms and totally unexpected.
This is the messy boots time.
Tate McRae. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know that they had ever met.
Were you not scream crying?
No, I loved it. No, I was living. Heard this? I did not expect
I don't think they have met before.
Well, they met now.
I don't think they have.
Well, they've met
Maybe
now.
They met at the VMAs. Maybe they met at the VMAs. They probably have met and just not taken a picture together, which is a crime, by the way. But Taylor was like, I love tit for tat. And she was really valid for that. The next randomista person, and this is an evolution of a snake listener. So this is said with love and peace in our hearts, Nikki Glaser. Now, I knew it was the who's who of who's that when Nikki Glaser was invited, because to my knowledge, they've never even met before. And Nikki Glaser is like a huge Swiftie. She like went to a million Eras Tour shows. I also think that when you accidentally have an evolution of a snake listener at your wedding, the scope has gone really far. You've cast the net really wide.
Yeah, so that was interesting. Probably one of the most surprising additions of the night. Jenny Han was there. Kind of randomista. At the same time, she has really put Taylor on the map in such a way. The number of times that Taylor songs play in The Summer I Turned Pretty is crazy. So I have to give it to Jenny Han. Huge Swiftie. Congratulations. That is like, that's kind of like Hailey Bieber marrying Justin Bieber. That's what Jenny Han going to Taylor's wedding is like. Number one Swiftie to ever Swiftie gets to go to the wedding. Congratulations to Jenny. Mm-hmm. You earned it. Ellie Goulding. I'm calling it random.
She was there when Taylor cut her hair off. Forget that.
I think it's funny that Ed and Ellie, for the first time in who knows how long, were in the same room again. Congratulations to you guys.
After Ed Sheeran wrote that slut-shaming song, we need to wake that
we
up.
We need to wake
we
it up.
We actually need to wake that up.
Carly Kloss, maybe she was there, maybe she wasn't.
Okay, now I'm confused. I loved the story of she just called the Paps to make it seem like she was there. I was like, that's such a Karlie Kloss thing to do. And then I saw the photos of her in the car leaving, which looked real to me. And they were from a reputable publication. But now you're telling me that those might have been AI. And she's avoiding questions about it.
It's really a point of contention among the fans right now. So I'm kind of keeping it in the middle with saying I don't know if she was there.
She looked beautiful. Wherever she was going, I have to say, I loved the look.
It was a gold rush. Many people are saying it.
She's better as a brunette, too. I do think she looks better
she
as a brunette.
She does look really good as a brunette. It makes her eyes really pop. She's a beautiful girl.
But nothing for her. But nothing for her. Girl. And she's the crook who was caught until forever and always. That was a moment that really, I was like, what the hell is going on?
I guess, you know, if they've made up, I guess I'd just say, okay, well.
And Jared Kushner was with her. So did he go? That's a question for someone else, not for me.
Julianne Moore was there. I didn't even know they knew each other. I didn't know they, but that was motherhood. When I saw that, I said, thank you so much, Julianne Moore, to come down.
That was an Andrea wish list item.
Yes. MGK.
Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I discovered that he and Travis grew up in Cleveland together. Okay, congratulations. Cleveland unites. It unites MGK. It unites Travis Kelce. He was there. I'm asking, where was Megan Fox? But whatever.
That's what I would like to know.
Fergie. That was one of the most random moments of my entire life. And this outfit.
I love Fergie is the most randomista person in the world, I think, actually.
This outfit had me in tears almost.
It has tassels. What the hell is she wearing?
The giant pom-poms that are hanging off her like shawl that she's wearing. Fergie.
No, it's unbelievable. Fergie, it's astounding.
Fergie. She's on her journey.
What's up?
Fergie Ferg. She was there. Jennifer Lopez.
My op, my enemy, my most hated person. Unfortunately, she looked absolutely gorgeous.
She did look great. She always looks
great.
One
thing she's going to do is look great. Only thing she can do is look great.
Yeah, she always looks great. I liked the outfit. Black. I like black to a wedding. There's something
I also love the silhouette of that. It's so...
It's very pretty.
Do you call that like a drop waist?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty. It's very, very pretty. Unfortunately...
And the makeup?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Brad Pitt was there. That's crazy to me. But nonetheless, Bowen Yang also was there. Okay. Why not?
Sure.
Liam Hemsworth was
there. Jake Train should have been there.
Which is crazy to me. With Gabriella Brooks. I don't know who that is, but apparently she dated Matty Healy. Why not?
So they had something to talk about.
Apparently Nelly was there, which is kind of the gag of the century. I want Nelly at my wedding. Big time.
Well, she's performed with him before. Yes. So I'm saying maybe he was invited to karaoke.
Pick up the microphone again. Jessica Alba was there. She wore something horrible. I didn't put it in the notes. Tyler, dig it up. It looks...
I saw it. It's really...
It looks so cheap. And, like, you know, it's Jessica Alba, so it can't be. But it looks like Ross dressed for less. It really does.
She did the female Ed Sheeran.
And last but not least, Jamie Oliver. Why the Maybe hell least. Is he there?
Maybe least.
I was
Maybe
at the least. Jamie last Oliver and least. Petrol Station. Petrol Station. Thank you Again. So much, C-Man.
Okay. She literally was inviting, to our knowledge, at least one person, Nikki Glaser, that she's never met before. So it was, if you are a famous person and you have been nice to me, you can probably come to my wedding. But then we get into the list of people who weren't there. And that is even more interesting to me than the people who were there. And I guess some of these people theoretically could have been there, but like we just haven't seen or heard anything about it yet. But number one most talked about omission from this wedding was Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. I kind of felt the friendship was over after I saw those text exchanges. Like the way that Taylor was talking to her was very like, I understand that you have this thing going on and I've really tried to be supportive to you, but you are now not treating me like a friend. And I think Taylor felt used by her in a way.
It's surprising to me because A, who the fuck is canceled about? Brittany Mahomes? Okay, great. Thank you. And B, she's like the godmother of their kids. Like this is for something that serious. I'm not sure. I know that Blake was like upstate. So like she could have been there if she had been invited / if she wanted to go. She just wasn't there.
I'm sure she did.
And it's like to me.
I'm sure she did.
We don't know. That's the thing. It could have been all that stuff. It could have been something separate. It could have been XYZ. All I know is it had to have been something really, really big to not have the person who's been your best friend for 10 years, who stood by you through like one of the worst times in your life. And now she's not at your wedding. It's just interesting to me. But there's a lot of crazy people who are really, really into certain narratives about this that I'm like trying not to invoke. It's strange. I will say that.
We don't know. So like anything that we say about it is speculative, of course, but it is strange. And I think maybe it was like a public relations decision where it was like, if she comes, at this point, Blake and the Blake situation has engulfed Taylor a lot out of her control. So I could imagine why perhaps on her wedding day, she just doesn't want that association anymore. But, you know, something's amiss.
It was very strange. It was very strange that she wasn't there. And the number one person that everybody's talking about, why wasn't she there, is Blake Lively. Number two for me, Phoebe Bridgers. Where was she? You're not doing anything.
Yeah, where was she?
You're not doing anything.
Why wasn't she there? Well, was Paul Mescal there? Do we know?
No, but I think Andrew Scott was. He was like the other member of the Tortured Man's Club.
Interesting. Okay, well, yeah, I don't know why she wasn't there. Maybe she's busy. I'm like, what could you possibly be doing? I would have to literally be under general anesthesia on an operating table for me to miss that if I got an invitation.
Me too. But Phoebe, some of these girlies are different. It's like Lana Del Rey is next.
Especially if Lucy Dacus was there.
I totally believe that Lana Del Rey was invited, 100%. But I do think either because of other obligations, she couldn't come. Or she was like, that sounds like something
obligations.
I want nothing to do
what
with.
What the hell is she doing? Well, what the hell is Lana Del Rey doing?
She's got a shift at the Waffle House. Who knows? But I do think she was invited. Yeah, I think, and she just didn't.
I'm not surprised.
It wasn't in her cards. And I think if I was Taylor and I was throwing this huge, lavish wedding, I would have to understand that some of my famous friends like don't want this smoke. They don't want to be in these kinds of spaces. And Lana is like person number one who I'd fathom was like
Lana doesn't even go to award shows.
I don't really want to go
this
there.
Is a lot of stimulation.
I was surprised Sadie Sink was not there, but I think she's on Broadway. I actually don't know, so maybe she couldn't come.
And Dylan O'Brien also not mentioned.
Well, we knew we knew that. That's been known for a while. The behaviors have been exhibited. That's over. You're out. Pal, you've been out for a long time. SZA, I think she was invited. Yeah, I'll say it. I think SZA was invited.
Sure.
And she said, and she
did. Similar to Lana, I would say. That's not my business.
I will not be going to that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, SZA. You should have been there, but I understand why. Because of your spirituality, you could not come to this event. Halsey, she's overseas, but she would have been there. I believe 100% she would have been there.
Yeah, for sure. Gaga, that was a surprising one to me.
Invited.
For sure.
I think she was invited for sure. And And she's another one of those people who I could see like, no, thank you. Not at this present time. I just can't take that on. I'm saying Reba. Where's Reba? Where's Reba? Brad Paisley comes, but not
Reba.
Where
is Reba?
Brad Paisley, but no Reba?
Was Shania Twain there?
No, because she was in London. She was still doing Together, Together.
Oh, with Harry.
Yeah. Ice Spice.
Well, that's a shame.
Ice Spice was in New York. She could have come. She could have come.
I thought facts.
Yeah, I thought facts.
Why not facts at the wedding?
I'm asking.
I put this in. Todrick Hall. Not a surprise, but someone who was waiting with bated breath until the last hour for an invitation.
Oh, for sure. And it never came.
it never came. Lord not mentioned. Well, that's kind of not surprising given, like, if Lena was speaking at the wedding, that kind of shows you how she ranks in priority list of people that attended the wedding. So someone like that is going to have a little bit more influence over who else peripherally may be invited to the wedding or not. Right. And I think also Taylor and Lord just like haven't been friends. We know they were Taylor texted her and said, sorry, your album flopped about solar power, but I don't think they've been in communication since. And it also seems that Lord and Jack Antonoff have had a falling out too. So we don't know.
We don't know. She wasn't there.
Martha Hunt, not there.
I haven't heard from that lady. Where is she? Hello, Martha, where are you?
I only ever hear of her in relation to Taylor. Haley Steinfeld, come on now. She was a really big part of the girl squad.
She was. Oh my God, she was. And they played Ivy in her Emily Dickinson show. That was a big deal. Yeah, come on.
Let her come. Taylor Lautner not being there, I understand this in theory, but Joey King was there, so we have to let the backflipper come.
Yeah, let the backflipper come. Come on, Taylor Square.
Maybe Travis said no exes. Fair enough.
Maybe Travis said no exes. Kisses to my exes who don't give a shit about me. Kisses to my exes who think they can't live without me.
Oh, but Taylor Lautner gives a big shit. He gives a big shit about Taylor. Cara Delevingne, and I cheered. I'm glad that she's not bringing her nothing to another event.
Thank God.
Thank you. Stay home.
And
stay home,
imagine you refresh the timeline tomorrow and it says Cara Delevingne picture Taylor's wedding. No!
The thing is that like Cara Delevingne could be anywhere and it wouldn't surprise me. It would be like Cara Delevingne is the first woman in space. Sure.
It's like when she
Cara Delevingne has created a new country. Yeah. Cara Delevingne opened another Waffle House with Lana Del Rey. Yes.
There was that time in the 2000s, like in the 2010s, where she was like inescapable. She was in Paper Towns. That's crazy.
She was in Paper Towns. She's for sale. She's you want to talk about sale. Who's for sale? Cara Delevingne is for sale.
She's for sale.
Ellen. Not surprising, I guess, but that, in a different world, she would have been there.
She would in a different timeline, she would have been there.
Ellen would have officiated. If this happened 15 years ago, yes, Ellen would have officiated.
You are
it.
So right about that. And she would be gagging for the opportunity. I'm saying, I'll take Adam Sandler over the canceled Ellen for the canceled and disgraced Ellen any day.
For the canceled and disgraced Ellen. Grant Michelson, literally pretty much all of the former agency members got an invitation except for him. And this is what happens when you go sicko mode on Twitter one time after being dismissed.
Yeah, you really have to keep it quiet. If you stay on in Taylor's camp forever, you get an invite to the wedding of the century. See how your silence will be rewarded. Your silence will be
all you have to do
rewarded.
Is not talk shit.
Period.
Sophie Turner.
This is surprising.
Is she there?
No, I haven't. Well, we haven't seen her. I would imagine she got invited. They were super good friends, and I haven't heard anything about a falling out. So maybe she just couldn't come. I don't know what she's up to these days. Maybe she couldn't come. Maybe it was she was there and we haven't heard about it. But I hadn't even thought of that. But she 100% should have been there, I think.
The most surprising ones to me are Karlie Kloss invited. That really was the biggest gag of all to me. I was like, that can't be real. And number two, Blake Lively not invited.
I also kind of really thought Blake was going to be there and she was going to silence all the haters, specifically Dumois. Dumois being right always upsets me. And she was right.
Dumois is a person that really needs to expeditiously be smacked.
Yeah, the Dumois has really been in Taylor's business for like the past few years now. It's getting kind of old, but the broken clock is right twice a day.
How much was she right about? Did she get
she
a lot of
was,
things wrong
if,
about the wedding?
If Karlie Kloss is true, she was right about that. She was also right about Blake not being at the wedding. Those are kind of like the two major things that. Yeah.
And yet, I still hate
her. My biggest gag is still kind of Tate McRae. I was so shocked to see her there. We didn't even talk about her ugly-ass outfit. I know.
That was for you.
She showed up looking like a damn fool.
Yeah.
She's one of the worst-dressed of the night. You look like a fool. It pisses me off.
No, she really looks ridiculous.
As a tater tot, this made me mad. This made me really mad. It's not. It's one of
She's
the worst
She's giving New
looks.
Jersey. You know who she looks like? Gia Giudice.
And you know what? There's a little something that I can work with in that, because there's a little familiarity to me, and it's cunty. This bedsheet behavior, I'm not cheering. I don't like it.
This is giving like red carpet look from 2008.
I don't like it at all.
Is she also wearing a cross? Oh, no, she's wearing a necklace that says T. Well, T that's
Tate.
Very appropriate.
T for Tate, T for Taylor, T for Travis. It works on every level. It works on every level. But yes, I think one of the worst rest of the night. I'm sorry to my queen. I have to say my truth.
Maisie Peters not invited.
Maisie not pictured. Maisie.
Girl in red not pictured.
I also was thinking girl in red not pictured is a little bit strange, but not pictured.
Well, if we're going to invite some of the openers, why don't we invite all of them? Griff making the cut also shocked me.
Bia Badoobie was surprising to me, but good for her. I would go too. Good for her.
I heard Olivia Rodrigo was there.
I heard it in the wind. I heard a rumor.
Ariana not mentioned, but she's busy.
She is. She's on her journey. Her 4th of July.
Demi not invited.
Journey.
Unsurprising. Miley not invited. Also unsurprising.
I hope Beyonce was there. That's all I can say. For the not pictured, I really do think Beyonce would have been there. I do think Beyonce was merely not pictured because she is very good about not being pictured. And I think she was there. That's my truth.
I think she'll eventually drop a cunty Instagram post of what she wore.
They keep coming out more and more. I bet even as we speak, like random cunty Instagram drops are happening as we speak. Good for them. I wish I could drop one.
There's one random cunty Instagram drop that I really would like though, and that's from Taylor Swift. Can we have that?
Yeah, we're starting to wonder when it's going to come. I thought for sure it would be this weekend. Now it's nebulous. Now it could be whenever. Now it could be whenever.
This is like when you used to get your Secret Session pictures really quickly, and then the Secret Session people acted the fool, and Taylor Nation held the photos hostage for like 2 weeks. This is like that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
They're holding the photos hostage. Well, it seems like an incredible day.
I wish we were there.
Great day. Shame that we weren't there.
It seemed like a great day. For the most part, everything that I've seen about the wedding makes me really happy, and I like it. I like it a lot. I have
if you can believe it,
no major gripes with anything. I don't think, like, there was nothing that was like, oh my god, I can't believe I loved the peach tones in the entryway. I will say that I think peach is an underutilized color. It's very classy and eleganza in my opinion.
I thought the entryway was extremely tacky. That was kind of my main thing. I thought it was very tacky.
I liked it. I liked the
well,
you know, all the drapery and the insignia.
Different strokes for different folks.
I liked it. Peach. Delicious.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you so much,
For
getting married.
And patreon.com/riftologist. Go and subscribe because there's a lot of extra wedding content on there. There's stuff from the Lizard Review. I did a really demented live stream on the night of the wedding where I started doing like Tay Warrior meth mathing in a way that you have never seen me do before. Mm. And that's up on the Patreon now. So go and listen to that. It's a sneak peek. And we'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.